Welcome to scan.org once again. Well, this week is very, very busy. It was for me. I had to work a lot for other people's programs to post-produce them, so my own podcast is not that rich and laden today. But I do want to start with young artists because I feel for them. They have very great difficulties to get on into the public domain, heard and known. So here I push. Let's start off with ladybirdlive.com.au today, if you want to click on there, with Share the Sun, so why not? Scan.org here in the village of Nimbim, and I'm just meeting Lani, an artist I met a while ago, who is a singer, songwriter and composer. Lani, welcome to Scan.org.
Hello, how are you?
Lani, can you tell us, you've got a music out, you just told me. Can you tell us some specifics about where people can find your music and your interests and all, well, biography, I don't want to say the big word.
Yes, that's right. We've got a website, www.ladybirdlive.com. It's my sister and I. We've been playing music together for about 5 years. And finally we've released a 6-track EP. We're very excited about that.
That's great. And can you talk a little bit about what's on the CD you made with your sister?
With our music, we're trying to push love and hope and compassion for all. The music's acoustic, but it rocks out a little bit too.
And what instruments are you using? What songs can we hear?
The band's made up of guitar, bass and drums, and my sister and I do vocal harmonies together.
Right. And you write the songs yourself?
Yes, they're all original.
Yeah. Well, that's lovely. I'm going to check out that website and hopefully get some track from you for the program to add. You want to say anything? This is the moment where you would say something to the world.
Great, have a listen, and I hope you're inspired by it.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Lani.
Okay.
For a little while, I'm sick of fear, I'm sick of sadness. All you need's a bit of compassion to see the real. Yes, the little things in life that make you happy, that make you smile, huh? Haven't done that for a little while. Everyone shares the sun, shares its reflection. Some don't quite realize that that's okay, 'cause you can show them you can't fight hate with hate. Would you even want to fight? I plan to give, share the sun inside of me.
This is Tunji Barry Jackson. I want to talk to you about two things today. First of all, we're going to talk about you workshoppers, African drum circlers. You know, my father, may he rest in peace. He was from Lagos, Nigeria, in West Africa. You know, he would turn over in his grave if he could hear your drumming. African people would just laugh about your drum language. It sounds like doobie 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 doobie. Okay? Okay, you are sensitive new age guys trying your baby talk on your djembe drums. I have no hard feelings about that. Just don't call your doobie 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 African drumming, okay? I think my father, may he rest in peace, would agree with me that doobie 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 is not African drumming language. All right, and here's the other thing, salsa classes. You know what? Salsa is a commercial term to sell Afro-Cuban music by filthy rich white exile Cubans who are jealous about Cubans in Havana. They are marketing salsa in Paris, London, Miami, and New York, purporting it to be Afro-Cuban. Salsa classes are perpetuating the rip-off, distortion, emulation, and faking of music belonging to the people of Cuba, many of them descendants of African people, okay? Salsa is infused with Africa. Your salsa class is white wannabes. Long live Afro-Cuban and African culture. Viva Cuba. Sorry, I had to get that off my chest. Voice my solidarity with things African. I don't mind Australian salsa classes. They, in fact, should do a lot more to teach people here in Nimbim how to do the waltz with the Matilda, the sheep at the campfire, and how romantic. Or you want to learn the kangaroo boogie, the platypus tango, and the barramundi foxtrot. Yeah, I can support your efforts in attending Australian salsa classes. There's nothing wrong with that. Just don't call it salsa as in Afro-Cuban music. This is Tunji Barry Jackson from Nimbim.
Here I am again, trying to figure out how's it gonna end. Talking to a friend about what the world's taught me, it's to be happy. Here I am again, trying to figure out how's it gonna end. Talking to a friend about what the world's taught me, it's to be happy.
This world has taught me that now we're in World War III. Riding on the edge of religion, the cause of all terrorism. Bombings all over the globe, tsunami kills with no warning, no hope. With the technology we have today, they can go to the moon, but they can't predict the wave. It was neglected, here's a notion. Someone dropped a bomb in the ocean. Who knows what goes on behind the scenes? All I know is it ain't safe on the streets. Since racism has reached a whole new stage, beliefs blinded people with hate. The cause of all these race riots on the news, they made an excuse for violence. The media turned it into a war, realizing what they've done was above the law. So now they call a truce, but the damage is done. So what's the use?
And I just can't take it.
I'm turning on the news. Sexual assault, child rape, constant drug abuse, the killing of our young, the beating of our youth. Every day another's born into this life without the option to choose. Make a choice. Lives on the way, it's teen suicides on the rise and climb.
common ones left to feel home, now possess halls of silence. Our youths are defiant, violent, choosing to riot, fuel for the fire the media provided. Fires ignited, the flames they're rising. Families forced into hiding, just get to sleep at night, and no one's even realizing that we'll be our own demise. And the rise and the fall, the fate we're all destined for, the time and the date unknown. But one thing I know for sure is the end is near and getting closer. Leaves me wanting to spend time with the ones that I love the most. So I live each day as it comes to me, as like sand to our glasses, time passes me. I grasp each day as it comes in both hands, and pray for brighter days to help me forget the past.
And I just can't take it, oh, said it's killing me. Day by day I need those brighter days. And I just can't take it, no, said it's killing me. Day by day I need those brighter days. Brighter days. Cause it's killing me, night and day. You need to find a brighter way. Here I am again, trying to figure out how's it gonna end. Talking to a friend about what the world's taught me, it's to be happy. Here I am again, trying to figure out how's it gonna end. Talking to a friend about what the world's taught me, it's to be happy.
Told the Chinese that they need to be transparent about what their military buildup means. So we have a lot of work to do with China.
From our point of view, we've never had a concern that the United States is pursuing a policy of containment with China or Cold War strategy. And in terms of its relationship with China, our relationship has its own dynamics. We have our own issues.
I think the issue of whether or not one decides to participate in fuel supply is a quite separable issue, and it's one for the Australians to determine, but not one that is at issue with the United States in any, by any means.
The answer is that a perfect deal would be for India to give up its nuclear weapons program and sign up to the NPT. It's a dream. It's actually not going to happen anytime soon.
I believe that, like many people who've gone through the trials of trying to build a democracy, that they're going to succeed. And we should express confidence in them, because every time they have been confronted with a challenge, going all the way back to the transfer of sovereignty in 2004, the Iraqis have faced up to that challenge, and they have been able to move the next step ahead in the political process.
Protesters at one of Dr. Rice's events this afternoon vehemently disagreed with the US's methods of winning that struggle. Anti-war protesters were evicted after calling the US Secretary of State a war criminal.
We're in this global war on terror. We're going to win. And because you are stalwart, because you have volunteered for this fight, we are going to win this great struggle.
But no matter how idealistic and passionate we may be about that, that's a dream. It's actually not going to happen anytime soon.
Going all the way back to the transfer of sovereignty in 2004, the Iraqis have faced up to that challenge, and they have been able to move the next step ahead in the political process. We do indeed have a very unique and deep relationship that's based on common values, that's based on our determination to defend freedom when it is under attack and wherever it is under attack, and not just to defend it, but to promote it and to support those who are still seeking it. In that regard, we have had a broad discussion of a number of issues, Iraq, Iran. We discussed my trip to Indonesia and the remarkable course that Indonesia is taking as that young democracy, which exists in a place that is as diverse and yet as inclusive as any place on the globe. The course that Indonesia is taking and our desire to support Indonesia in that course and Indonesia's role here in the broader region and on the globe. We will indeed look forward to our trilateral strategic dialogue with our colleague from Japan later in the week, and to further discussions of our common agenda as this next couple of days goes on. It is sometimes very difficult when all of the pictures are about the violence, and when you have terrorists and old Baathists that wish to literally blow up the process of the political reconciliation of the Iraqi peoples, it's difficult to focus on what is quite a remarkable political process that is going on. They're now engaged in coalition building for a national unity government, something that most countries in the world recognize as quite familiar. The Shia parties did not gain enough votes in the election, and so they have to bring in partners in order to form a national unity government. That is a process that is well underway.
Condoleezza Rice is in Australia to discuss regional and global security matters such as the Iraq conflict and China's military build-up.
The history of that is amusing. It's called Fort Denison, and at the time of the Crimean War, to keep the Russians out.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, they are experiencing great difficulty in making their way to democracy. But democracy is never easy. I think we in the United States, and probably in Australia, people should be humble about our own path to democracy, which was difficult and had its own false starts and its own mistakes. People are very concerned that Iran has been, under cover of civil nuclear power, building a nuclear weapon. The Iranian regime wants to make this about its rights to civil nuclear power. Nobody is saying that Iran cannot have civil nuclear power. But for 18 years, Iran lied to the IAEA. That's why Iran has a problem with the international community. Iran has sponsored terrorists and terrorism around the world. That's why Iran has a problem with the international community.
I would call attention to the role that Iraqi security forces have played in this offensive, which it seems to me demonstrates that Iraqi forces are indeed taking on more of the security fight. This isn't a negotiation of some kind. We found it useful to exchange information and to talk, and if we do, it will be about Iraq. The Iranians have but one thing to do on their nuclear program, and that is to accede to the just demands of the international community that Iran pursue its civil nuclear power program in a way that is consistent with its NPT obligations, that is consistent with the world's concerns about Iran's history of lying to the IAEA. The United States, Japan, and Australia have a large agenda together. It is an agenda that is about not just China, but also about Southeast Asia. It is an agenda that joins us together in APEC, and it is an agenda that is global. We are together in Iraq. We've worked together on Afghanistan. We are working together on non-proliferation issues. And so there's plenty of to talk about.
The U.S. president is pleading with Americans to be patient with the Iraq war, even though this weekend marks 3 years since the conflict began. As the war drags on, public support for George W. Bush is slipping away.
We will not lose our nerve. We will help the Iraqi people succeed. Our goal in Iraq is victory.
The president is losing the battle to shore up public support for the war. Poll after poll shows Americans are not happy with his handling of the conflict, which is approaching its third anniversary this weekend. More than half think the war was a mistake, and three-quarters believe Iraq is sliding towards civil war. Greg Lom did three tours of Vietnam.
I thought we were justified when you first listened to the president, but then to come to find out he wasn't quite telling the truth, I think we need to come home. I mean, we've made a mess. It's making more of a mess. We need to go home.
Can America not win?
No, I don't think so.
Can America not win?
No, I don't think so.
Not now. Now you have to stay the course. You have to remain there. There's no question about that. We just can't walk out on the on friends of ours. Well, I think if he looks at the opinion polls right now, where he's probably lower than any president has ever been at a time of war. I think if he wants to preserve the Republican Party, he's going to have to do something about lessening the troops in Iraq.
I think it's one of the most unfortunate situations the United States has ever been in. And now, instead of us being the great guys who saved the Iraq people, everybody hates us. And we're making more enemies every day. They're fighting among themselves. To such a great degree that any little thing that we can do doesn't amount to anything. I think they will, eventually. I definitely do.
So how long is it going to take?
It probably will take longer than we've already been there.
We will not lose our nerve. We will help the Iraqi people succeed. Our goal in Iraq is victory. Our goal in Iraq is victory. Our goal in Iraq is victory.
The U.S. president is pleading with Americans to be patient, with the Iraq war. As the war drags on, public support for George W. Bush is slipping away.
The United States, Japan, and Australia have a large agenda together. We're together in Iraq. We've worked together in Afghanistan. We are working together on non-proliferation issues. It is an agenda that is about not just China, but also about Southeast Asia. It is an agenda that joins us together in APEC, and it is an agenda that is global. We're together in Iraq. We've worked together in Afghanistan.
Like all policies, you never say never. Like all policies, you never say never.
This isn't a negotiation of some kind. We found it useful to exchange information and to talk, and if we do, it will be about Iraq. The Iranians have but one thing to do on their nuclear program. I would call attention to the role that Iraqi security forces have played in this offensive, which it seems to me demonstrates that Iraqi forces are indeed taking on more of the security fight, which it seems to me demonstrates that Iraqi forces are indeed taking on more of the security fight.
Building a nuclear weapon. The Iranians are building a nuclear weapon. They are building a nuclear weapon.
Building a nuclear weapon. Building a nuclear weapon. Building a nuclear weapon. Building a nuclear weapon. Building a nuclear weapon.
Well, Mr. Rice, well, Secretary of State tells Foreign Minister the next move in the tango to hell. Did you notice the increasing melody of arousal between the two? I think Mr. Rice clearly laid downer and not the other way around. Do you agree? Never mind, what next? Well, when Secretary of Defense Professor Rumsfeld comes to visit during April, so I heard, we will clarify how many American bases and how many nuclear missiles are going to be placed into Australia. And of course, we're going to be handed over a few tools to put evil people into hiding. It just will be passed on. Yeah, just like a US gift to the Australian government. A minor gesture of encouragement, plus a free lecture about the merits of American interrogation methods. Anyhow, I am pleased to be able to report from the International Affairs Division of NIMFM. Thank you very much.
Welcome to the last card to be dealt. It's game over. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Go directly to jail.
Raps gone so far since it blew up in the 80s. This music's formed a new swarm of babies. A new culture alongside the skaties. A revolution of a generation gone crazy.
Lyrics
that relate to kids of all sorts, depending on the way we live,
you know.
No matter what or what place we're in, all over the world, cause music makes us spin. Artists come and go, the music stays. Behind it lives a river through each decade. Legends, as long as the music's played to the replace, cause no one's bigger than the game.
Gangsta rap
was the beginning of a change, where you could rap or talk about pushing cocaine. Cause this music celebrates playing the game, and in 10 years we might not see this again. Such freedom of speech has came a long way, and we get to see it all in this day and age. Now pretty much anything goes, surprisingly, as long as it has parental advisory.
What's next?
For rap music, will it get left behind? Pass the test of time.
So who's next in line?
To add their 2 cents from a new city to keep the vibe buzzing. So here's my 250. keep the change.
I ain't in it for the money, not now anyway, just in it for the loving. The hottest property, fresh straight out of the oven. I'm in it with everything, so I ain't leaving with nothing.
Snips go chop, a crappie can't stop. Loving hip hop, we bopping the spot. Cause all I want is done, now it's on. Young pump, the full of cum.
And now for more.
Snips go chop, a crappie can't stop. Loving hip hop, we bopping the spot. Cause all I want is done, now it's on. Young pump, the full of cum.
And now for more.
Soul Husky, your CD has arrived just in time for 2006. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's mad shit.
Right, but can you tell us how you did it?
First, wrote down my goals, laid down the plans, and then I got approved for a loan of 10 grand. Stayed at home for the next few weeks, writing these lyrics to
Mid-Force Beats.
That came easy. The hardest part was recording. After work, so it was worse in the morning. Getting up and facing another day. Checking guts and shit, so I'll get paid.
To my CDs made.
And then the doors open for me to step through and promote it. In 1 week of holidays, I'ma ride the trains and make my name a mark to stay and hopefully part the way. I'm more shit like this that you're loving today. And God knows that I'm close to it, but I couldn't give a fuck if it goes to shit. Snips go chop, a crappie can't stop. Loving hip hop, we bopping the spot. Cause all I want is done, now it's on. Young punk, the full of cum.
And now for more.
Snips go chop, a crappie can't stop. Loving hip hop, we bopping the spot. Cause all I want is done, now it's on. Young punk, the full of cum.
And now for more.
We got crop to chop and hip hop to bop. It's too hot to stop. We're gonna rock the block right now, in 2006,
the wild card, next from the deck to be picked.
Yeah,
mad shit,
it's mad shit, alright.
What's next?
No effect.
So as they say, all good things must come to an end. So I'm gonna make like a premature baby and head on out early. Bye bye.
You know that podcasting is the new thing in radio making this year. The latest fad, the latest gimmick, fashion. Well, I'll tell you, I'm fed up with these podcasters. They think that they are something better than regular, reliable radio show hosts. Get off my back, guys. You are so full of yourselves that your pods get attacked now by people outside of Nimbim. It even implicates innocent bystanders who have nothing to do with your vanity-driven podcast. Number of website hits, what does it mean? Is it a recognition of your mediocrity, or is it the number of deleted files in other people's computer? Did you know that podcasting does not, and I repeat, it does not elevate your content? It only gets further out to embarrass you much more. Podcast mania, go away, you heard me? Go away!
Well, that was this podcast for today. We were listening to Lani and Sherry's music from ladybirdlive.com.au. Started out on this show today with that. And then we had a commentary of Tunji Barry Jackson on Nimbim drumming and salsa classes here. Furthermore, I introduced another artist from Sydney's western suburbs, Husky, with a track So Far, and also with another track, Game Over. You can write to Husky, hip hop artist, at email busyfingersmuz. I'll spell that. Busy Fingers is obvious. And then M-U-S, like short form of music. Busyfingersmuz at optusnet.com.au. I repeat, busyfingersmuz at optusnet.com.au. Then we had a Condoleezza Rice mix and my commentary on it. And someone who's really impatient with us podcasters here from Nimbim. So I hope you feel all right with this podcast. I was very busy working on the uranium issues there. There's 4 uploads, I might point out, on our nimbinradiomedia.libsyn.com website hosting, done by Peter Peddles, and I have post-produced them into 4 segments of 30 minutes. It's very good stuff. It's for those people who can get their head around some difficult topic. And if you do, you will have a benefit of being able to develop a new vocabulary to debate the lobbyist, the nuclear industry, the government, the health institutions, and everybody else who wants to do uranium mining in this country or anywhere else for that matter. A big health hazard. So I can recommend to check this website out for the uranium things. And that's the reason it kept me so busy, and the podcast, this one, is very, very short. So be well. I'll catch you next week with some more stuff, and hopefully a little bit longer. This is Martin, signing off from scan.org.